天父，我们安静在你面前，思想你的大听堂，寻求你美好的旨意，求主你应我们讲话，特别借着两千几年前你透过先知所讲的话，在今仔的远对我们来讲，求主你圣灵引导我们进入真理，得到对顶头来的智慧，来明白你的驾驶。我恳求主在我们的中间来成就超乎我们所想所求的事，让我们正人对你的话语来得到造就，让我们会通享受在主里面美好的团契。我同心祈祷，听候在你面前，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请我们来掀开马拉基书。
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Malachi.
感谢上帝，和咱查考到《小先知书》的最尾一本。
Thanks be to God because He allowed us to walk through the minor prophets' books up to the last one.
我知影真侪兄弟姊妹啊，用了真侪的气力读完《创世纪》。
I believe a lot of brothers and sisters have spent so much time and effort reading through Genesis.
但是可能就死在埃及未出来了。
Probably you already died in Egypt and couldn't get out of it.
有的更加出力，出埃及啦。
Some people have put more efforts, so they were able to be out of Exodus.
但是多数咧就死在利未记。
But then a lot of them would die in Leviticus.
当然咱就要骨力的来读圣经。
Of course, we have to diligently read the Bible.
但是当你来到先知书这大部分的时候，
However, if you come to this big part, the minor prophets section,
其实大先知书较歹读的。
Actually, it's more difficult to read the major prophets' books.
小先知书因为伊较短啊，较容易来处理。
Because these are shorter, the minor prophets' books, so it's easier to handle.
所以我先对小先知书落手。
And thus, I would. That's why I started actually with this shorter books, the minor prophets books.
So, 感谢上帝，咱十二个弟兄哦，今年来到最尾的一本册。
Thanks be to God, before us, we have spent 12 evenings, and now we have come to the last evening.
可能下摆咱会通考虑进入大先知书。
Maybe in the future we can consider entering the major prophets section.
可是换口味啊，咱进入新约。
Or let's change a little bit of the taste and we go to the New Testament.
有真侪真重要的册，咱也特别查考。
There are also a lot of important books which we should be studying.
咱要对马拉基书啊，看万军的耶和华讲。
And so from the book of Malachi, we are going to look at what the Lord Almighty said.
当咱哦对上帝发出哀哭。
As we give out praises to God,
当咱恳求上帝垂听祈祷
，As we seek God in prayer,
犹太人真正细腻
，And the Jews are very careful with this.
因真惊犯了十诫的第三诫
，They are so much worried that they would violate the third commandment.
第三诫是什么呢
？And what is that third commandment on the ten commandments?
你不得乱称耶和华的名
，That you should not take the name of the Lord in vain.
所以因未讲主啊主啊两摆
，So they would not utter the words Lord Lord twice.
因为一真惊第二摆就是乱称耶和华的名。
Because they're worried that as they utter it the second time, that would mean that they're taking the names of the Lord in vain.
但是当因称呼主的时咧
，But then the moment they address God the Lord,
因未低头的讲上帝。
They will not directly address him as God.
伊更加唔敢称天父。
And all the more, they would call him the Heavenly Father.
因为讲万军的耶和华。
But instead, they would call him as the Lord Almighty.
代表着心中对上帝的敬畏啊。
That represents their reverence towards God.
其实犹太人伊袂用第二人称哦，甲是第三人称。来称上帝。
Actually, they won't.
这个是讲你无用，伊，噶是你。 First person 还是 second person 来指上帝。
They want to use the first or second person to address God.
所以甚至伊袂讲你，也袂讲伊，用这两个字哦来指上帝。
They want to use the pronouns you or he to refer to God.
但是真可惜，当咱翻译圣经的时候，无注意到一点。
As we translate the Bible, we do not pay enough attention to this.
在菲律宾的华侨哦，恁用闽南话讲话，真正文雅。
In the Filipino Chinese here, we as we speak our dialect, we sound very courteous.
我的闽南话是伫马尼拉和恁修理的。
My Fukien was already being polished here in Manila.
但是在印尼的华侨哦，因讲话真有礼貌。
But then for the Indonesian Chinese, they're also very respectful as they talk to each other.
你唔通误会，我唔是讲你无礼貌啊。
I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand that I'm not saying you are not respectful enough.
亲像因对我讲哦，伊袂讲你。
Just like when they are addressing me, they won't say you.
伊可能会讲哦，较等五点，阮来致牧师。
They would probably say later on at 5 o'clock, we're going to pick up the pastor.
六点我们带牧师去吃饭。
Or that at 6 o'clock, we're going to bring the pastor for a meal.
七点半请牧师讲道。
Or that at 7:30, we would invite the pastor to speak.
那是新加坡人讲的。
For the Singaporeans,
五点我来接你哦。
At 5 o'clock, I'm going to pick you up.
我带你去吃饭。
I'm going to bring you to eat.
今天你讲到哦。
And then tonight you're going to speak.
你听出伊无相无。
So you can hear the difference between the two.
咱对人那是袂晓礼貌哦。
If we are not very courteous,
你对上帝咧
？How about your treatment towards God?
可能伫言语里面哦，你无迄个敬畏的心表达出来。
Probably through the language, you were not able to express your heart of reverence towards him.
所以犹太人哦，因真正细腻。
But then for the Jews, they are very careful with this.
当因要称上帝的时咧
，And so when they are going to address God,
伊袂随便的讲你，噶是伊的。
They won't even say you or he.
所以讲来啊，咱要用耶和华歌颂。
And thus they would say, "Let's come and praise the Lord Almighty."
其实，咱袂得翻译讲，阮来用你歌颂。
We cannot say that we're going to praise you。
但是，真侪现代的诗歌啊，无大无细。
However, a lot of songs today, the contemporary songs, they are not giving the right level of respect。
马拉基书甲其他的小先知书。开头咧有真侪烧香的所在。
And at the start of the book of Malachi, so with the other minor prophets' books, they have a lot of similarities.
因为先知书唔是历史册。
Because these minor prophets' books are not historical books.
耶和华借马拉基传予以色列的默示。
An oracle, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
可能马拉基是一位真普通的祭司啊，先知呢。
Probably Malachi was just a very ordinary prophet.
Bo Shanga Sakaria.
It's not unlike Zechariah.
He's a 君王的后代.
He's a descendant of a king.
So, 真简单，第一章第一节介绍马拉基.
So, it was a very simple introduction how Malachi or who Malachi is.
但是这句话，这个宣告真重要.
However, the word oracle there is very important.
今天你咱所读的咧是上帝传呼，借着以色列要传呼，我借着马拉基要传呼以色列的默示。
Says an oracle, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
你也通公开的用于挑战。
That is a very outward challenge.
但是马拉基按呢款的宣告，上帝借着我。
However, Malachi openly proclaimed that this is the word of the Lord and it is intended for the Israelites.
然后我和这本册的标题讲，对马拉基书看万军的耶和华讲。
And the theme I have given to this book is from the book of Malachi. We are going to look at what the Lord Almighty says.
我已经替你整理了。
I have actually arranged these things already for you.
所以你若是看第一章哦，第四、第六、第八、第九。拢讲万军的耶和华。
And thus, if you are going to look at verses 6, 4, 6, 8, and 9, you will realize it has the word the Lord Almighty.
然后各有真侪节啊，提到万军的耶和华。
And of course, there are many other verses that says and uses the word the Lord Almighty.
第二章、第三章相像的。
The same is true of chapters 2 and 3.
然后第四章第一节、第三节。
And then in chapter 4, verses 1 and 3.
一摆过一摆提出万军的耶和华讲。
Again and again, it says the Lord Almighty.
我顶摆读册时啊
，In the past when I was still studying，
我的教授哦，伊讲我乌板啊已经拍三摆了，你阁无注意，这个对目底都出嚟。
And then my professor would said I have hit the blackboard 3 times already, and you don't pay enough attention. Surely this problem will appear in our exams.
啊，我听到这句话了，我就真正注意，以后每一摆一拍乌板啊，我就特别读个。
So I paid attention to this so much that every time he hits a blackboard, I really would pay extra attention to it.
啊，感谢上帝啊，你成绩也都会较好。
Thanks be to God. Because of that, surely I would have better grades.
当主耶稣讲，我实实在在会对你讲。
And so when Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I tell you."
啊，你上好是耳孔拖较长的注意听。
So at that very moment, surely you need to pay more attention.
不是随随便便的讲。
You don't just take it so lightly on what he was saying.
你先知讲万军的耶和华讲。
And then the prophet says, "The Lord Almighty says."
啊，你得要注意听。
And so you have to pay attention.
并且真可能这句话哦，是你无欢喜要听的。
It is also very possible that the words to be said are something you don't want to hear.
所以第一章啊，对第二节直接，伊就讲到人无要听的话。
And so from chapter 1 verse 2, immediately he went directly to words people refused to listen to.
第一章第二节，耶和华讲：我真听恁，恁却讲你伫何事顶听阮呢？
Chapter 1 verse 2 says, "I have loved you," says the Lord, "but you ask, how have you loved us?"
上帝对以色列人讲得真清楚。
God told His people, the Israelites, very clearly.
耶和华讲，以扫不是雅各的兄咩？我却爱雅各，恶以扫。
Was not Esau Jacob's brother? The Lord says, "Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated."
伊当然讲，我现在虽被毁坏，却要重建。
Though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins.
上帝讲，临因建造，我必拆毁。
And what the Lord Almighty says is, they may build, but I will demolish.
请你唔通误会啊。
Please do not misunderstand this.
咱的上帝唔是随便就对付人的。
Our God doesn't just want to deal with person or attack a certain person.
上帝不是随便啊，要听什么，还是要恶什么，还是要毁什么，是随便来的。
And that God would not just like or dislike, love or hate somebody as He pleased.
他拢有真好的理由。
He would surely have very good reasons for doing so.
并且一生一再的警告。
And surely He would have warnings again and again.
并且上帝真侪摆啊。无讲所讲的灾厄
，and God would repeatedly not send the calamities He said He would.
真的灾厄降落哦，咱会通讲啊，最最有应得，应该是特别受罚的。
Surely, when calamities comes, there's something that's worth sending.
为什么上帝要责备呢
？How come God is rebuking？
因为伊听个真深啊。
It is because of the depth of His love.
当你看哦，上帝讲我恶以扫。
When God says I hated Esau,
我听雅各。
And I love Jacob.
我恨以东。
And I also hate Edom.
你唔通以为讲哦，因为伊听雅各，所以什么拢会做嘅。
So do not think that just because He loved Jacob, so anything can just be done.
因为伊恶以扫，恨以东。伊所甲伊当所做的，无论什么，上帝拢无欢喜。
And that he also hated Esau and Edom, so whatever they did would be displeasing in the sight of God.
其实唔是安尼。
Actually, it is not the case.
上帝无欢喜，乃是因的作为唔对。
God is displeased with what they were doing.
但是因为上帝听雅各。
But then because God loves Jacob. He loved Jacob so much, so deeply. Actually, his rebuke towards Jacob is even more serious.
有一位真出名的牧师叫做唐佑芝啊。
There's a very popular pastor named 唐佑芝。
伊就写了一本《马拉基书》的解经的书。
And he wrote the commentary on the book of Malachi.
伊的题目咧，这本册的题目就是“爱之深，责之切”。
And so the title of that book is the depth of his love, is also the depth of his rebuke.
所以你若是看到这本册咧，啊，你会通好好的来看，就是这本好册，我介绍你看。
I really introduce and would recommend that you read this book.
修行的道理哦，为什么咱做父母的责备咱的子女
？And it's also for the same principle why we as parents would be rebuking our children.
不是咱无听咱的子女
，It's not because that we do not love them.
就是因为咱听，所以咱责备。
But rather, it is because that we love them, that's why we rebuke them.
但是当上帝遐尼听雅各
，However, when God deeply loved Jacob,
咱来看雅各有甚物特别责备的所在。
And let us look at in what area Jacob needs to be rebuked.
对第一章第六节开始。
It starts with chapter 1, verse 6.
一直到第三章的第九节
，up to chapter 3 verse 9。
咱看见吼，雅各这个以色列啊，有太过多应该受责备的代志。
That the nation Israel has many areas to which God would be sending His rebuke。
第一章第六节
，chapter 1 verse 6。
藐视我名的祭司啊
！And you a high priest that condemns my name。
头一个受责备的是祭司啊。
And so the first one that was rebuked were the priests.
应该责备什么事呢
？So for what reason were they rebuked？
伊上帝讲的，敬礼尊敬老爸，仆人敬畏主人。我既然为老爸尊敬我的，伫倒落呢？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. If I'm a father, where is the honor due me?
原来这座祭司伊应该是敬畏上帝，敬虔哦，藐视上帝。
This priest they ought to be revering God, but instead they defile God's name. They show contempt over God's name.
因应该遵照摩西的律法，伫祭坛来献祭。
They should be following the laws of Moses that on the altar they're making offerings.
因竟然藐视这段，在这段顶做恶的事。
However, they have defiled the altar by doing something that is wicked in his sight.
因不知哦，无好好献祭，并且在献祭这件事啊，侮辱主的名。
Not only did they not make good offerings, but instead through their offerings, they actually blasphemed the name of God.
等我讲。这句话的时候
，And as I say these words，
当然，咱会想到2400多年前的以色列。
Of course, we will think about the Israel more than 2,400 years ago。
但是，你有感觉到这个，也是今仔日上帝对教会、对伊的子民讲的话呢
？However, do you also feel that this is also the same words that God has for the church and for His people today？
今日，咱怎样看待上帝
？Today, how we treat God？
怎样看待上帝的祭坛
？How we treat the altar of God？
每一拜那是怎样而来敬拜上帝
？And every time as we come to worship, how do we do that？
咱是不是亲像圣经所责备的祭司呢
？Are we just like the priests that are being rebuked in the Bible？
然后第二章对第一节到第九节
，And then in chapter 2 verses 1 to 9。
应该持守正道的祭司，竟然偏离正道。
And the priests who are supposed to follow the truth, they were the ones who were led astray.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse
2. 万军的耶和华讲：你若无听从，也无放伫心顶，将荣耀归乎我的名，我就予咒诅临到恁。
If you do not listen and if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you and I will curse your blessings.
上帝将诫命传给祭司。
And God has given the laws to the priests.
祭司应该教导众人来遵行诫命。
And the priests are supposed to be the ones teaching the people about the laws.
但是伊带头无要听从。
However, they are the ones leading people to disobey.
所以上帝先责备祭司。
And thus the rebuke of God first came among the priests.
然后呢，上帝下落来责备百姓。
And then later on, God sent his rebuke to the people.
所以对第二章第十节开始呢。
And starting from chapter 2, verse 10,
咱就看到上帝责备百姓亏责。
And we would see God rebuking the people for their treachery.
因到底亏责什么事呢？
So in what areas were they treacherous?
因亏责的大亲啊，大因的弟兄。
And they were treacherous in treating their brothers.
背弃上帝的约。
And they also did not follow the covenant with God.
然后因亏责的大。因的妻子
and they also they treat their wives with treachery.
当南国犹大被灭亡以后
and after the northern king, the southern kingdom Judah was destroyed.
大部分的人被掠到巴比伦去
and most of the people were taken into captivity and were brought to Babylon.
因徛伫外邦人的中间
and they were living among the Gentiles.
其他的咧。啊，无办法，伫被废弃的圣殿哦，继续的来敬拜上帝。
And also for the others, because the temple was already destroyed, it's not possible for them to continue worshiping God in that place.
啊，你看的情形哦，七十年。
And in, they were in such a situation for 70 years.
我相信恁真熟悉希伯来书第十章二十五节。
I'm sure you're very familiar with this verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
你唔通停止聚会。
That you should not forsake getting together.
亲像迄个停止惯了的人。
Just like those who have been so used to not getting together.
真，当你一停止以后，你真紧会去习惯去。
Because after you stop gathering together, you find it habitually to do so.
但是你那是持续每一礼拜你。无停止聚会。
However, if you persevere that you continue getting together every week,
你那是有一摆无来咧，你也真艰苦。
Because one time that you miss it, you will find it uncomfortable.
但是可能哦，你那是三礼拜无来。
However, if you're not coming for concert, let's say for 3 weeks,
三个月无来。
And then for 3 months.
你也变过来，家己那是要来真艰苦嘞。
It became the reverse for you to come over becomes difficult instead.
所以当犹太人哦，七十年无亲近上帝。
And so for the Jews, they did not come near God for 70 years.
七十年无敬拜上帝。
And for 70 years, they did not worship God.
佮加上哦，因伫外邦人的中间。
And on top of it, they were living among the Gentiles.
因军队。外邦人的风俗
They were also following the traditions of the Gentile people.
娶外邦人为妻
And they married the Gentile women as wives.
然后因军队这个外邦的人去敬拜因的神
And they followed the Gentiles in worshiping their gods.
因离开上帝
And they left God.
但是结果呢，因啊亏责的带伊的妻。
And consequently, they also treat their wives with treachery.
因为伊本来娶犹太人的妻，伊无办法伫摩西的律法之下，甲因继续的做夫妻。
Because they already have Jewish wives, but they could not continue the relationship under Moses' law.
伊娶了外邦的人为妻。
And thus, they also married Gentile women as their wives.
当然，伊亏责待伊的原配。
And thus, they did not treat their original wife well.
上帝透过马拉基责备因。
And God through Malachi sent his rebuke to them.
当一个人的亏责的大弟兄大伊的妻子。
When a person treacherously treat his brothers and also his spouse.
以相同的规则来对待上帝。
In the same manner, he would be treating God.
所以第三章的第五节。
And thus in chapter 3, verse 5.
万军的耶和华讲：“我必临近恁施行审判。”
And the Lord Almighty says, "I will send my judgment."
到底要审判什么呢
？And so, for what things are they going to be judged?
有行邪术的、犯奸淫的、起假咒诅的、亏负人、奸计、欺压寡妇、孤儿的。
Judgment will be upon the sorcerers, the adulterers, the perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, and also who oppress the widows and the fatherless.
上帝将伊家己放伫最尾。
And God put himself at the last.
甲无敬畏我诶。
And those that do not fear me.
其实，做头前所讲诶所有诶即侪人，因。所做的这些事，就是因无敬畏上帝。
All these people did those things, it is because they do not fear God.
上帝真正严格的责备因。
And God is very seriously rebuking them.
所以你一开始看马拉基书的时候，
So as you start reading the book of Malachi,
你就要真正平衡的来看这两件事。
You have to see these two things in balance.
因为上帝听因听雅各真正深
，because God loves Jacob so much。
另外一方面，上帝就真正无留情的责备雅各。
And so at the same time, God would be rebuking Jacob。
然后咱来看哈，当上帝责问的时咧，人是怎样的
？And so when God rebuked, how does the people respond？
所以我将上帝的责问啊推论。整理出来。
So at the same time, I have arranged all the questions that God has raised against them.
然后人怎样的反应哦，上帝啊整理出来。
And also all the responses that the people made, I also made that in a chart form arranged for you.
你看第一章第二节。
If you look at chapter 1, verse 2.
上帝讲我真疼恁。
And the Lord says, I have loved you.
人的回应是：你伫什么树顶听我呢
？And the reply of the people was, "How have you loved us?"
啊，我明白对阿伯信主的人，因唔知影。
Of course, I understand that for the unbelievers, they do not know this.
你那是对一个阿伯信主的人讲，上帝听你。
If you tell an unbeliever that God loves you,
伊讲无啊，我唔知影。
And then they would say, "No, I don't know."
听我得啰咧。
And in what area does he love me?
但是对一个已经认不上帝的人，
But then for a person who has already known God,
那是伊讲上帝啊，你伫倒落有听我咧？
And yet ask the question, how have you loved us?
啊，问题就大啦。
Then there's a big problem here.
哦，咱就要来真清楚的来认不上帝。
We have to clearly know God.
并且知影上帝予咱对咱的疼痛
，and also know at the same time the love that God has for us。
啊，你就要来经历上帝的疼痛
，and then also to experience the love of God。
第一章第六节
，chapter 1 verse 6。
上帝问敬畏我的伫倒咧
？He says, "Where is the respect due me?"
咱中国话哦，有一句话真正水，讲。顾左右而言他，哇，这个真艰苦。问你这个敬畏我的在哪里呢？为什么未通直接的回答这个问题呢
？If you're asked the question, "Where is the respect due me?" and you cannot directly answer this question,
其实因深知哦，在这咯。
Actually, they deeply know it is there.
但是因反动讲，阮伫何处顶藐视你的名咧
？However, their reply was, "How have we shown contempt for your name?"
啊，咱就要注意咱讲话的口气啊。
And so we have to give careful attention to the kind of expression that we're using.
咱真可能将这个真重要的课题给刷去。
We might be diverting this very important lesson.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
上帝将一件更清楚的代志表明在他面前。
God expressed something very clearly before them.
恁将亚赞的食物献上。
You place the foul food on my altar.
然后因阁闪一个回答。
And they evaded through their reply.
阮伫何处顶亚赞你呢
？How have we defiled you？
亲像因达项啊，拢有话通讲的。
It seems like they have answers to all the questions.
第一章第十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
恁却亵渎我的名。
That you defiled my name, you profaned my name.
因回答讲，耶和华的道定是亚赞的啊。
And then they said that it is defiled and of its food.
因真的哦，是无必针对问题来回答问题。
Actually, their answer is not a direct response to the question that was raised.
但是上帝真有贴心啊，真有耐心。
However, God was very loving and also was very patient.
第十三节，上帝讲：“我敢会通对恁的手中收纳的。”
And in verse 13, God says, "Should I accept them from your hands?"
因回答这个书何等的繁琐。
And then, their reply was, sorry, yeah.
第十三节。第十三节。
What a burden.
Yeah. 然后，恁何脱开靠的目屎。
And then he says, the tears in their eyes.
因回答讲，这个是为什么呢？
And then they ask for what reason it was.
So,
if we are to look at the other 11 books of the Minor Prophets, almost all of them would be presenting the problems and the difficulties that they were facing. Actually, they deeply know where their problem lies.
但是因唔肯归向上帝。
However, they refuse to turn back to God.
因继续要用人的办法行人的道路。
They want to continue doing things according to their own ways.
然后上帝讲哦，恁用言语反诉耶和华。
And then, God says, that in your words that you have wearied me.
因回答，阮伫什么事顶反诉你呢
？And their reply was, "How have we wearied you?"
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse
7. 上万军的耶和华直接的呼叫因啊。
The Lord Almighty directly called on them.
现在恁就要转恩我。
Now that you will return to me.
你看因的回答是何等的可怕。
You see the response, it's quite scary.
因讲，阮要怎样，甲算是转恩你呢
？How are we to return?
哇，我看你那是做老爸哦。
If you were a father,
囝对你安尼讲
，and your sons will reply to you in such a way, you want to really slap him.
但是上帝的贴心跟耐心啊，实在是。太大了。
But then, indeed, the loving kindness and the patience of God is so great.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
人敢会通夺取上帝的米呢
？Will a man rob God?
因讲，阮伫什么事顶夺取你的物件呢
？And yet they said, "How do we rob you?"
因无看见因的失职的所在。
They did not see in the areas in which they failed.
第十三节
，Verse 13，
恁用话啊顶撞我。
You have said harsh things against me。
因回答讲，用什么话顶撞了你呢
？And then their reply was, "What have we said against you?"
刷落来咧，上帝无个讲什么。
And after which, God did not say anything anymore。
但是十四节咧，人继续讲。
But then in verse 14, this man have words to say.
侍奉上帝是空空的。
They said it is futile to serve God.
苦苦的斋戒有什么益处呢
What did we gain by carrying out his requirements?
当咱看人讲的这些话哦。
As we look at the words this man have said,
你有觉得这个真像我自己所讲的
？Do you feel that, and do you recognize these are just like your own words?
这是咱时常在教会里面听见的话咧。
Are these words we often hear inside the church?
当咱对上帝竟然敢讲安尼款的话
，When we dare say these things back to God,
其实咱应该得到的是上帝的刑罚。
Actually, what we deserve to get from him is his punishment.
但是这位听咱的上帝啊。
However, this God that loves us,
竟然啊，将一所必办的救恩，要赏赐予众人。
Would even give this salvation that he has prepared for everyone.
咱要怎样看出上帝要将救恩赏赐予人呢
？So how can we come to recognize that salvation is being prepared by God for man?
当我一摆过一摆来读马拉基书的时咧
，As I read the book of Malachi again and again，
真奇妙哦！主教咱的主祷文一再也出现。
Amazingly, the Lord's prayer that the Lord Jesus taught us repeatedly appear.
我相信你去查所有的查经书啊，无其他的人，安尼款改一本册。
I believe that as you look at the different commentaries that you'll find around us, you will not have the same, you will not find this explanation or interpretation as I'm doing.
我不是抄别人的。
I did not copy this from others.
并且我查考真多册，肯定哦，无人安尼讲。
I actually consulted a lot of books and I'm so sure that nobody ever said this.
那是有人写的，就是在我以后的人。
If there was anyone who wrote something like this, it was done after me.
咱真熟悉的主祷文哦
，The very familiar Lord's Prayer。
愿人拢尊你的名为圣。
That all may hallowed be your name。
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come。
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven。
到底什么意思咧
？And what do this mean？
当然，对主祷文本身，咱会通来讲解这节经文。
Of course, from the Lord's Prayer itself, we can have a different interpretation.
但是亲像马拉基书啊，是咧准备哦，听候主耶稣会来到。
But then it seems like the book of Malachi is awaiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第一章的第六节哦。
And that's in chapter 1, verse 6.
上帝讲藐视我名的祭司啊。
He says, "You priests that show contempt to my name."
但是在第一章的第十一节呢。
However, in chapter 1, verse 11.
却讲在外邦中哦，你要看见啊，我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
He says, "My name will be great among the nations."
所以当咱看见哦，上帝的名要在外邦中尊为大。
And as we see the name of the Lord being great among the nations，
但是应该是信靠上帝的人却无尊主的名为圣。
But then those who should be trusting in the name of the Lord， they do not give proper reverence to His name。
我希望咱真紧有机会啊，好好的来查考。
I hope we have an immediate opportunity to study the Lord's Prayer. Because probably every week or some of the brethren will be doing the Lord's Prayer every day. But then do you truly understand the meaning of the Lord's Prayer? It says, "Heavenly Father." That's the start of the Lord's Prayer.
Then now, 有三个愿.
And then there's three that
三个愿愿力.
May, may, three mays.
三个求.
And then three areas where we sought Him.
Then now, 国度官兵荣耀拢是白.
And then the authority kingdom be the Lord's.
那是要讲主祷文哦。
And thus, if we are going to expound on the Lord's Prayer,
每一个课题啊，至少爱一点钟。
We need to spend at least 1 hour on each lesson.
所以至少爱八点钟哦，来讲主祷文。
So it should be at least 8 hours to bring you through the Lord's Prayer.
但是在马拉基书却真正奇妙的哦。
However, very interestingly, in the book of Malachi,
亲像上帝咧准备咱来明白主耶稣教导咱的主导文。
It seems like God is preparing us to understand the Lord's Prayer that Jesus is going to teach.
第一章第十二节。
In chapter 1, verse 12.
上帝责备祭司啊，亵渎伊的名。
And the Lord rebuked the priest for blaspheming his name.
但是第一章十四节，咱却看见哦。上帝的名要在外邦中是可畏的。
But then in chapter 1 verse 14, the name of the Lord is to be feared among the nations.
外邦人甚至比信靠上帝的人更敬畏上帝的名。
And this Gentile people would even show more fear and reverence towards the name of the Lord as compared to his own people.
你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
还没信主的人啊，
For the unbelievers,
当他遇到问题或是病痛，
When they are faced with problems or let's say illness,
他真怕咧，怕到他犯到什么啊，或是冲到什么？
They are worried that they may have been opposing something.
所以他就要去庙的啊，去问一个清楚。
And thus they would go to the temple and ask clearly about the thing.
那是基督徒遇到问题，还是病痛呢
？However, for the Christians, when they're faced with problems or let's say illness,
哇，那是牧师较慢去谈的啊！哇，煞牧师煞得罪伊咯。
If the pastor is very slow in visiting the sick person or the person problematic, he would actually, it's like the pastor has already sinned against him, offended him.
然后咧，伊可能连上帝本责怪
，and even would blame God.
无信主的人有惊吓敬畏的心
，and the unbeliever they have fear and reverence.
但是信主的人啊，却无敬畏上帝的心。
And yet the believers do not have a heart of reverence towards God.
阿未信主的人啊，对灵界的一挂事啊，因特别惊。
And for the unbelievers, they are very much afraid of things that are in the spiritual realm.
真侪信主了的人哦。无看重洗礼。
But then for the Christians, they also do not give importance to baptism.
啊，其实洗礼真正重要。
Actually, baptism is very important.
但是阿未信主的人呢
？But then for the unbelievers,
可能恁有安尼款的经验。
Probably you also have this experience.
父母无信主。
The parents are unbelievers.
家里去礼拜堂。
And then the children went to church.
伊可能会对家里安尼款讲。
And probably the parents were telling the children.
你去礼拜堂啊，但是我无准你洗礼。
Yes, you can go to church, but I don't allow you to be baptized.
为什么
？Why？
阿未信主的父母会安尼讲呢
？How come the unbelieving parents will be saying something like that？
因为伊相信洗礼啊，你一洗啊就了了。
Because they believe that after you're baptized, you went through the water, then it's the end.
那个的，哎呀，洗一个有什么意义呢
？And for us, what's so different about going through the waters?
因所看见的意义啊，比信主的人看见更加深啊。
Actually, the depth of the meaning behind baptism is more to them than to the believers.
但愿因紧紧的来看到这位全能的上帝。
Indeed, hopefully they can come to know the Lord, the Almighty, soon.
紧紧的来归向上帝。
That immediately they will turn back to God.
但是我要劝已经信主的人哦。
However, I would like to encourage the believers.
你就要会晓有敬畏上帝的心。
You should truly have a heart that reveres God.
然后你就要明白哦，在灵里面上帝要成就的事。
And then you have to understand then what God will like to accomplish in the spirit.
你唔通随便藐视亵渎上帝嘅名。
Don't just take this thing so lightly, profaning and blaspheming the name of the Lord.
然后第二章第二节。
And then in chapter 2 verse 2
万军嘅耶和华安尼款讲，恁就要将荣耀归乎我嘅名。
And the Lord Almighty says you're going to give honor to my name.
为什么上帝安尼款讲呢
？How come God said this？
因为应该将荣耀归乎上帝的名的人，无安尼款做。
Because those people who are supposed to give honor to God's name did not do so.
有时咱嘴讲将荣耀归乎上帝。
At times from our mouths we say that we give glory to God.
但是实际上呢？
But then in reality, we do not do it.
然后第三章第十六节。
And then in chapter 3 verse 16.
上帝要记录迄在敬畏伊、思念伊名的人。
God would have a record of those people who remember him.
你有注意到哦？
Have you observed this?
The
name of the Lord keeps being repeated in this passage.
第四章第二节。
In chapter 4, verse 2.
敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现。
Those who revere my name, they will have the sun of righteousness rise on them.
所以当主耶稣宣告。
And so after the Lord Jesus proclaimed,
愿人拢尊卑的名最圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
我相信听过马拉基书的人，伊马上想到圣经所讲的话。
I believe those who have heard of the book of Malachi immediately thought of the words of the Bible.
但是你若是无将马拉基书甲主道文的头一句连起来咧
，But then if you do not relate the words in the book of Malachi with the first phrases in the Lord's Prayer,
可能你未晓尊主的名最圣。
Maybe because you do not know how to honor the Lord's name.
甚至你做相反的代志。
Maybe you are doing things opposed to it.
亲像当时的祭司甲百姓。
Just like the priest and the people at the time.
然后主耶稣讲：“愿你的国降临。”
And then the Lord Jesus says, "Thy kingdom come."
我相信恁真清楚马太福音第六章三十三节。
I believe you are very familiar with this, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
六章三十三节讲什么呢？
What does Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says?
有的人的 Google 真的快啊。
Some of people's Google is very fast.
你就要先求他的国和他的义。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
什么叫做先求他的国呢？
What does it mean to seek God's kingdom first?
什么是愿你的国降临呢？
What does it mean when we say thy kingdom come?
你看第三章十七节。
Let us look at chapter 3 verse 17.
万军的耶和华讲，在我所定的日子，因必属我，极极归我，我必领受因，亲像人领受服侍家己的子。
In that day, when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him.
亲像在一方，咱伫撒加利亚书看到，上帝要做咱的上帝，咱要称伊做，咱伊的主民，咱要承认伊是上帝。
Just like what we studied last night in the book of Zechariah, that God will be our God, and we as His people would have to recognize that He is God.
然后在启示录啊，安尼款讲。
And then also in the same manner in the book of Revelations.
但是你有注意到马拉基书啊，安尼款讲。
Did you also observe that in the book of Malachi the same was being said?
咱必属上帝，咱必归上帝。
That we are to belong to God, that we are to turn back to Him.
当迄个时阵呢，上帝的国降临啊。
And at that time, the kingdom of the Lord will come.
啊，咱就要时常听候。心愿上帝的国紧紧降临。
We have to continuously await and eagerly await the coming of the Lord's kingdom.
然后主耶稣教导咱哦，你就要祈祷愿父的旨意行在地上，亲像行在天顶。
And then the Lord Jesus taught us that we have to pray that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
为什么要安尼款祈祷呢？
Why do we have to pray in such a manner?
因为实在即阵哦。在地上，上帝的旨意无办法亲像天顶安尼款来运行。
Because truly, the God's will cannot be fully fulfilled as it is in heaven.
是不是上帝无够全能呢？
Is it that God is not almighty enough?
不是上帝永远是无所不能、全能的上帝。
It is not. God is always almighty. That is always omnipotent.
但是在世上的年日
However, on the days in the earth,
有好人有坏人
We have good people and we have the wicked ones.
有侍奉主的和不侍奉主的
There are people who serve God and also there are people who do not serve God.
真可怜啊，恶人和不侍奉主的人比好人和侍奉主的人 更加多。
It is also very possible that there are more wicked people and more people who do not serve God as compared to the number of those who serve God and also who follow Him.
所以上帝的旨意无办法行在地上。
And consequently, it's not so possible that the will of God is being fulfilled completely on earth.
可是我们能说哦，上帝那个美好的旨意在地上受到破坏。
Or that we can say that the beautiful will of God is being disrupted on earth.
但要怎样呢？
So what can we do then?
上帝会通将火对天顶降落来。
God can send fire from heaven.
将所有违背伊的人烧杀。
And burn up all of those who oppose him.
但是上帝的心愿不是安尼。
But then that is not the heart of God.
因为他是疼痛的上帝，
because he's a loving God.
他竟然将主耶稣基督赐给人，
he even sent Jesus Christ for man.
所以主耶稣来讲，我来不是要定人的罪，乃是要来拯救人。
And thus Jesus said, I came not to condemn the people, but rather to save man.
所以你就要真清楚的知道哦。
So you have to clearly know.
上帝啊，不是要来降刑罚。
God is not here to send punishment.
上帝要将救恩啊拯救赏赐给人。
But rather, He's going to send His salvation and redemption for man.
所以当主道文结束的时候，主耶稣要咱安尼讲。
And so, in the end of the Lord's prayer, the Lord Jesus taught us.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，拢是白的。
Because all the power and authority belongs to God.
我们看见哦，上帝要将这个真美好的赏赐给我们。
God is going to give us this beautiful thing.
当这个日子来到的时呢
？And when this day comes，
当我们属上帝，我们归应上帝。
And when we turn to God and we belong to Him，
我们想到啊，将来当主耶稣荣耀的过来的时呢
？We think of the coming days when Jesus will be coming。
启示录安尼款甲咱讲
，and that is what the book of Revelations tell us.
启示录21:3
Revelations 21:3.
我听见有大声音对宝座出来讲。
I heard a great voice from the throne.
看啦，上帝的帐幕伫人间，伊要甲人同徛，因要做伊的主民，上帝要亲自甲因同在，做因的上帝。
Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. And from the book of Zechariah we studied last night, what does it say?
13:9.
In chapter 13:9.
求过我名的，我必应允。我要讲，这里是我的主民。伊那要讲，耶和华是阮的上帝。
They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say they are my people and they will say the Lord is our God.
哦，原来上帝咧陪伴伊的子民，愿伊的国降临。
God is preparing his people to say and hoping that his kingdom would come.
我感谢上帝。
I thank our God.
我比先知时代的人更加有福。
Because I'm more blessed than those people during the prophet's time.
因为我伫主耶稣已经来了。
Because I am in that time when Jesus Christ has already come.
我离开主荣耀过来是更加近啦。
I'm also nearer to the glorious coming of Jesus Christ.
所以当咱伫这个等候的过程里面呢
，So as we are in this midst of waiting,
咱就要愿主你的旨意行在地上，亲像行在天顶。
We would be desiring that the will of the Lord be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
真正直接的，咱就要做好的，做侍奉主的人。
And thus, we are to be people who are good. We are to be people who serve God.
但是当咱看种种的罪恶
，However, as we see various forms of wickedness,
摆在咱面前的事实。
And the reality that is presented before us.
咱要怎样明白上帝的旨意呢
？How can we understand God's will then?
到底这个国度要怎样临到呢
？So how can His kingdom come?
第三章第一节的。
In chapter 3:1,
上帝要差遣啊，伊的使者，在我面前 务必堕落。
God will send His messenger who will prepare the way before Him.
上帝家己要准备这个国度临到。
And God Himself will be the one preparing for the coming of His kingdom.
第四章第四节。
In chapter 4, verse 4.
您就要纪念摩西的律法。
Remember the law of my servant Moses.
然后第四章第五节。
And then chapter 4, verse 5.
我必差遣先知以利亚到您遐去。
I will send you the prophet Elijah.
这句什么意思呢？
And what do this verse mean?
上帝有一个美好救恩的计划。
God has a beautiful plan for salvation.
但是上帝要怎样将这个救恩赏赐给人？
But then how can God give this salvation to man?
上帝若讲，我将救恩赏赐每一个人。
If God says I'm going to give this salvation to everyone.
可能反对的人更加多。
Maybe there are more people who will be opposing it.
所以上帝先将律法赐予人。
And so God first gave man the law.
然后给人一千五百年的时间。
And given this man 1,500 years.
给人罪恶心恶，无可能靠着修律法。
That man will be so convinced that they cannot be called righteous just because they are able to follow the law. And when time is full, then it is at that moment that God sent Jesus Christ. And that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, man can be considered as righteous.
但是当主耶稣阿弥来以前呢？
However, before the coming of the Lord Jesus, he will first send his prophet Elijah. Because all the power and authority belongs to God. So let us look at what authority it is all about. Chapter 3, verse 1.
下半段
and the latter part of it,
您所请求的主必忽然进入祂的殿。
The Lord you are seeking will come to His temple.
立约的使者就是您所仰慕的，紧必来到。
The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come.
哦，这位主伊要带着权柄来到世间。
And this Lord will come with power and authority.
Isaiah 预言
And Elijah prophesied
官兵要打在他的肩头顶
that the government will be on his shoulders.
当主耶稣在世的时啊
And when Jesus was on the earth,
文书质问他
And the scribes asked him,
你是靠着什么官兵来教导人的
On what authority are you teaching these people?
为什么文士会安尼问呢
？And how come these scribes were asking him that？
因为伊看到这个人的官兵甲因无相。
Because they realized that his authority is very different from theirs。
文士有教导的官兵。
And of course, these scribes they do have the authority to teach。
当因就看到主耶稣的教导，因知影伊的官兵怪个。
However, looking at the teachings of the Lord Jesus, they realize that His authority is higher than theirs.
所以你呢就要注意这条路线，主耶稣的权柄。
So if you look at this trend line, this about the authority of the Lord Jesus.
然后荣耀呢
？How about glory?
第四章第二节，给咱一挂线索。
And chapter 4 verse 2 gives us some tips.
但愿恁敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，伊的光线有医治之能。
But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings.
你看到公义的日头出现
，You will see the appearance of the Son of Righteousness.
咱每一日看到日头出现
，Every day we see the sun arising.
上帝用这个来做比喻
，And God used this for an illustration.
主公义的日头要来出现
，The Son of Righteousness will arise.
并且这个日头出现带着光线
And this sun will come with illuminating light.
这个光线有医治之能。
And it has the power to heal.
然后当我们看见国度权柄荣耀。
And then as we see that power and kingdom power and authority.
最后的拢是你的。
And in the end it says be yours.
旧约圣经的最尾一句话。
And the last words in the Old Testament.
伊必予父亲的心归向家里，家里的心归向父亲，免得我来就做骗对。
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
到底这句话什么意思
？And what does this verse mean？
然后为什么归本旧约？结束的时咧，是安尼款的一句话。
How come the whole Old Testament will be ending using this verse？
啊，这个是真趣味的。
This is something very interesting。
啊，咱就要好好来思想一下。
And as we want to ponder upon it。
第四章的第五节。
In chapter 4 verse 5。
看啦，耶和华大利可为之日未到以前，我必差遣以利亚先知以利亚到恁遐去。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And in the book of Matthew, it says, chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
这个人就是迄个应当来的以利亚。
And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come.
马拉基伫耶稣出世以前的400年发预言。
And Malachi prophesied 400 years before Jesus was born.
伫耶和华大利可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到恁遐去。
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send my prophet Elijah.
以利亚是历史中的一个人。
And Elijah is a historical character.
但是当上帝所要差来，伊的日子未到以前。
However, before the day of the Lord comes, he is going to send Elijah.
So,
And so, for the Israelites, the first thing that they would be asked, who is this?
主耶稣直接地跟因讲。
And Jesus directly answered them.
先知跟律法讲预言到约翰为止。
So for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
在旧约有很多先知。
In the Old Testament, there were many prophets.
旧约的先知有一个目的。
And the prophets in the Old Testament has only one goal.
指着这位要来的弥赛亚发预言。
They're pointing and prophesying about the coming.
这位就要来的。
The one who is to come.
是由东正路大心里生出来
，and is born of the Virgin Mary。
伊要名做伊玛内利
，and his name is Emmanuel。
政权要搭伫伊个肩头顶
，and the government will be on his shoulders。
哦，真侪安尼款的预言。
There were many prophecies as such。
然后来到洗水约翰
，and now they come to John the Baptist。
当洗水约翰伫旷野见到耶稣
，and when John saw the Lord Jesus in the desert。
伊讲，看啦，上帝的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
He says, "See the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world."
约翰是最尾一个先知。
And John was the last prophet.
因为过去的先知拢指着要来的发预言。
Because all the prophets were pointing to the one who was to come.
来到约翰，伊讲就是这个啦。
And then when it reaches John, he says, "This is the one."
所以，咱无需要各有任何一位来讲，耶稣要来。
So we do not need any other person that would say Jesus is coming.
那是有人对你安尼款讲，你讲你唔是先知，你是后知。
If somebody tells you that, you should tell him you are not the prophet because you're behind.
我早就知影了。
Because I have known this much earlier.
因为老尾一位先知约翰已经讲。 就是这位看啦，上帝的羔羊。
Because that last man, that last prophet John has said, "This is the man."
但是真侪人无接受。
But then many people do not accept this.
所以耶稣讲，恁呐肯领受，这个人就是迄个应当来的以利亚。
And so Jesus said, "If you are willing to accept this, this is the one, the Elijah who will show you the light."
伊来陪伴道路。
And he came to prepare the way.
真正趣味的哦。
Very interestingly,
当咱看归本古约的最尾一句
，As we look at the last part of the Old Testament,
用咒诅来结束。
It ends with a curse.
这个无好的结尾吧。
It's not a good ending.
但是感谢上帝。
But then thanks be to God.
因为古约。不是整本圣经的结束。
Because the Old Testament is not the ending of the whole Bible.
你若是注意看旧约圣经的每一本册的最尾一句。
If you are going to look at the last verse in each of the books in the Old Testament,
你会通看见哦，我相信你有一挂新的发现。
I believe you will have new discoveries.
第一本册创世纪最尾一章最尾一节。
If we look at the last verse in the book of Genesis,
50章26节,
chapter 50, verse 26,
你看到什么呢?
What do you see there?
约瑟死了, 收敛在棺材内。
And Joseph died, and he was placed in a coffin.
头一本册啊, 最尾看到一副棺材。
So the last part of the first book in the Bible shows you a coffin.
啊，那是圣经直接结束哦，这个实在无什么好彩头。
If this is the ending of the Bible, then it doesn't have a doesn't sound good.
然后第二本册出埃及记。
And then the second book, Exodus.
最尾一章，最尾一节，四十章三十八节。
The last chapter and the last verse is in chapter 40, verse 28.
38. 在因所行的路顶。
So on the roads that they have taken,
in Abi Kau Boktek
Toya, they have not reached the land.
In Yu Guan Koti Lo Ting,
they were still on the road.
So it's not possible for the story to end here.
So it's not possible for the story to end here.
第三本册利未记
So the third book, Leviticus,
27章34节,
chapter 27, verse 34.
咱看见耶和华伫西奈山。
We saw the Lord at Mount Sinai.
哦，这个西奈山是阴森恐怖的山，很恐怖了。
It's a fearful. It's a frightening place. It's a frightening mountain.
人甚至袂得去摸。
People cannot even touch it.
所以那是伫遮结束哩。
So if the book or the Bible ends here.
哦，咱无理由伫惊吓中间来结束嘅。
We should not end in fear.
民数记
Numbers
第三十六章第十三节
Chapter 36 verse 13.
耶和华伫摩押嘅平原。
And the Lord is in the plains of Moab.
摩西伫摩押平原祝福以色列民。
Moses was at the plains of Moab when he blessed the Israelites.
但是一半。受祝福一半受咒诅
But then half was a blessing and the other half was a curse.
这个不是完美的一件事
And so this is not a very perfect picture.
当然也不是一个完美的结束
Of course it's not a good or a perfect ending as well.
然后申命记34章12节
And then Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 12.
耶和华赐发摩西一死的时阵34章第8节
In chapter 34, verse 8 talks about the death of Moses.
所以第五本册申命记，咱看见摩西死。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, we saw the death of Moses.
啊，这摆咧连棺材都无。
At this point, there's not even a coffin.
连尸体都无去。
They can't even find the dead body.
约书亚的最尾一句。
And the last one, Joshua.
24章33节
Chapter 34, verse 33.
Joshua 死了.
Joshua died.
这个第二十九节。
And then in verse 29.
刷落来咧，亚伦的仔伊利亚撒阿死啦。
And then later on, the son of Aaron, Eleazar, also died.
所以你看哦，真侪死的咧。
As you see, many of them died.
然后旧约的最尾一本册《马拉基书》。
And then the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
Or else I'll come and curse the land.
犹太人到今仔日只接受旧约圣经。
The Jews up to this very moment still only accept the Old Testament.
所以因今日所看见的哦。都亲像旧约圣经每一本册的结束了。
And so what they can see today is just like the last verse or the ending of each book.
但是感谢上帝，伊赏赐新约。
But thanks be to God because He has given us the New Testament.
耶利米预言上帝必另立新约。
And Jeremiah also prophesied that God is going to give us the New Testament.
当然，咱知影主耶稣已经。道成肉身来到这个世界。
Because of course we already know that Jesus Christ have came into the flesh.
然后伊在十字架顶讲成了。
And that on the cross he said it is finished.
所以当你进入新约圣经哦。
And so when you enter the New Testament Bible.
你看新约圣经每一本册的最尾一章。
And as you look at the last verse of each the book of the New Testament.
然后你对比旧约圣经。
And you compare that with the Old Testament,
你就看见不相的所在。
You will see differences.
所以马太福音二十八章二十节。
If you look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 20,
主耶稣讲，我就常跟恁同在。
And the Lord Jesus says, surely I will be with you.
直到世界的末了。
Up to the very end of the age.
多安慰的一句话。
How comforting his words are.
马可福音十六章二十节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 20.
主就跟因同工。
And the Lord worked with them.
因信这技术印证因所传的道。
And through wondrous things and miracles, he confirmed what they were saying.
我相信哦，恁就想到传福音，心中会有惊惊吧。
Of course, I feel that when you talk about sharing the gospel, you have fears in your hearts. Actually, or maybe you're not afraid, I'm talking about myself. In the past, when you asked me to share the gospel, I'm very afraid. But then after I saw the last verse of the book of Matthew, I thank my God. Because God promised that He's going to work with you. So never again do I get afraid. It's not that I can do it alone. But rather it is my Lord who works with me. And then He will make use of a signs and also wonders to confirm what I am sharing.
哇，这个是偌美好的应允啊！
And so, how beautiful this promises.
罗加福音呢？
How about the book of Luke?
第二十四章五十三节。
Chapter 24, verse 53.
咱先看五十一节。
Let us first look at verse 51.
主耶稣祝福因。
The Lord raised his hand and blessed them.
然后因的主的祝福之下呢？
And them under the blessings of the Lord, they stay continually at the temple praising God. Indeed, we have to enjoy the blessings of God and also enjoy praising God. And the last part of the book of John, that is in chapter 21.
主恩义的大厅将彼得再挽回给来。
God took back Peter out of his great love.
然后约翰讲啊，那是要将主耶稣所行的神迹奇事拢记载落来，全世界啊用袂落啦。
And just was saying, if he's going to write down all the things that Jesus did, then not even the whole world will be able to have room for the books that would be written.
主会疼痛，述说未尽。
Because we cannot finish describing the greatness of His love. Acts chapter 28, verse 31. Boldly and without hindrance, He preached the kingdom of God. We need to see this very beautiful picture of the church. That we may see in St. Stephen, this ministry is being fulfilled. And the people are boldly preaching, and no one can hinder them. And no one can hinder this work. And then the last or the complete ultimate ending of the Bible.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. If you only have the Old Testament, I would say it's so pitiful. But then if you have the New Testament, all the praises, all the good things, all the blessings and graces of God are with you. And so once again, when you read the Lord's Prayer, you have to think coming from the book of Malachi. And be led until we see the Lord one day. And so as you see this very precious book, you should not forget the rebuke God has for us. Also, you should not forget the great love of God. Yes, God may have more than enough reasons to send His punishment. But then instead, He chose to give you the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we should learn to be wise men. That immediately we turn back to God. So that curse will not come upon the land. And at the same time, we may have the presence of the Lord. And the Lord co-working with us. And there's also the blessings of God. And then we can cry out the same, may your kingdom come, may you come soon. May you see the richness of God's word. And also the preciousness of us who are able to trust in Him. May the word of the Lord edify each one of us. Let's pray.
愿人拢尊主名做神，愿父国降临，愿父旨意行伫地上，亲像行伫天顶。阮日用的灵食，今仔日赐予阮，国求赦免阮的罪，亲像阮赦免得罪过的人。国无叫阮拄着试探，拯救阮脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，拢是父的。永世无尽，阿门。愿主耶稣的恩惠常常甲恁同在，直到永远，阿门。